This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The still unresolved dispute with Mexico over its limits on genetically modified corn made for a tense exchange between a Nebraska GOP lawmaker and U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai at a recent House Ways and Means Committee hearing. We will hear more from the hearing, along with U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai, next.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty herbicide. Get superior post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
There was a tense exchange between a U.S. House member and U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai at a recent House Ways and Means Committee hearing. Adrian Smith, Republican from Nebraska, did not hold back criticism after Tai confirmed that President Biden was briefed on the USMCA dispute case against Mexico. The dispute centers around Mexico implementing a phase-out of yellow feed corn and a ban on GM white corn for human consumption.
My research shows that the president has had exactly nothing to say about what's taking place. That's disappointing. It would lead most reasonable people to believe that it's not a priority. It doesn't matter.
Smith accused the White House of giving a pass on corn by not holding Mexico to the trade standards agreed to in the USMCA.
The filing for the dispute resolution was roughly 2 years after the decree, the flagrant violation of USMCA, was made. And I'm concerned that our president has had exactly nothing to say.
U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai had this response.
Mr. Smith, I am the U.S. Trade Representative in President Biden's cabinet, and I am here to talk about the president's trade policy agenda today. And I am telling you that we are actively pursuing a litigation with Mexico using the tools of the USMCA precisely to address what we consider to be an illegitimate and unscientifically based restriction on our trade in biotech corn to Mexico.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.